Hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you so much for watching. We're glad you're here. And today we're going to talk about how our family has progressed to the point where we say a rosary in the evening almost every day. We definitely didn't start that way. We'd like to share with you our journey. Something interesting happened a few days ago, Janelle.
Ken and I, for the month of October, we like to just encourage people in a daily rosary online. We have a Facebook group. And so I have a script that I kind of follow that I've used in the past years. And it was interesting to read what I wrote 2 years ago, because at that point, our goal for our family was to just pray one decade. Not the full rosary, just one decade as a family. And then Ken and I would finish the rosary together afterwards once the kids were in bed. And at that time, it was a huge accomplishment for us to just do one decade. So just to give a little bit of background, we have six kids. Our oldest is 9 right now. So 2 years ago, our oldest would have been 7. And we didn't have six kids at that point. But still, it was just, I honestly didn't think it would ever be possible for us to pray a daily rosary with young children. And I had one friend who just said, "You can do it. You can do it." And she had like 7 kids at the time. And I just thought it was impossible. But when somebody else has belief in you, that really can help you a little bit. And I'm just telling you, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. You can do it. you could say the rosary.
But it just takes some consistency. And I don't want to say we have to lower our expectations, but it's okay if it's not perfect. Yes, 2 years ago, we were at one decade. 2 years later, we're praying a daily rosary.
In terms of it's not perfect, it means that it's not always peaceful. Mm-hmm. That means we have lots of interruptions sometimes. Sometimes that means me taking one of the young children out and putting them to bed, or even putting them in the room because they're just screaming and I might be there with them. And so but we do it. And I think there's an importance to that. It's establishing within our family a habit, mm-hmm. a habit of prayer. And our habits change our life, whether they're good habits or bad habits. The habit of prayer is something that we all need to acquire if we want to grow in holiness. No habit of prayer, there's no holiness. And our goal is to get our children to heaven. That means they got to pray. They have to acquire this habit of prayer. And we just can't think it's going to magically spring up by sending our kids to a Catholic school or later in life. It has to start now.
For us, we needed to be convinced that it was important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if we didn't see the value in praying a daily rosary, then it was so easy to forego and not do it.
Correct.
Yeah. And I think that in the last few years, we've just been learning more, especially in particular about the different apparitions of Our Lady, you know, Fatima, Lourdes. And in those apparitions, she always asks even children to pray a daily rosary. And I just feel like, why not us? It should be us.
Yeah, just think about it. Our Lady, the Queen of Heaven, visited Earth to these children, both in Lourdes and Fatima, asked them to pray. Mm-hmm. That was her expectation of these young children. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully that they communicate that to the world. So we as parents, if we can't do that, how can we expect our children to? But the other thing is this, if the Queen of Heaven, our mother, Our Lady, believes that young children can pray the rosary every day, then we should too.
Mm-hmm.
Our Lady believes that it's possible. Why can't we believe it's possible?
Yeah. And again, it doesn't mean that everybody's sitting piously praying the rosary. Like, there's complaints, there's kids that don't want to do it. Sometimes mom and dad don't feel like doing it.
Most of the time. I struggle because at the end of the day, I'm tired. We're homeschooling.
Yes, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing.
Well, sometimes it's not.
sometimes
the wife is more willing than the husband. It's just hard. I'm just going to be honest. It's a real challenge sometimes. Mm. But there's no substitute for faithfulness. My consolation sometimes comes from the fact that I know we're doing something good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the consolation. We forgot to mention that we've created prayer videos for all the mysteries of the rosary as a prayer aid to help you or your family pray the rosary on a regular basis. We've provided links around the video. Please take advantage of that. Again, all 4 mysteries of the rosary recorded for you. And I apologize for the hair.
Yep, And the last thing is that even if it isn't done well, there's still merit to it. Mm-hmm. Like a rosary, you know. We try to do it as prayerfully and as, you know, what's the word?
Great devotion.
Yeah.
With our minds and hearts fixed upon the mysteries.
And one thing that's helped me is to actually kneel during the rosary. Because if I'm just sitting on the couch, I can just relax and almost fall asleep, start daydreaming. But if I kneel, it requires another little act of effort that can help me to stay focused.
So I don't think we should ever feel like we wasted our time because we didn't successfully pray the rosary. It's the effort. We try our best. We just do it. And in that in itself, God uses. He sees you. He sees your family trying. Can you imagine our Lord saying, well, I'm not going to give them grace because they didn't do it just right? I mean, it's the fact that we try. Because honestly, is any of our prayer perfectly said with devotion and intention? Honestly, my mind is always a little bit scattered in prayer. Sometimes you get those grace moments, but the more you struggle, the better you get. I think we've improved.
Yeah, and honestly, I never thought we would see this day. I didn't think it was possible for us to do it. Does it get easier as your kids get older? I would say yes, especially if they've already been in this environment. Mm-hmm. Would it be easy to just start, bam, with like a 10-year-old or a 14-year-old? I don't know. But I feel like because our kids we've been attempting this over and over and over again, now we can do it. And we know that every day at 7 or 7:30, we sit down and do our family rosary.
St. Padre Pio said the rosary is the weapon for this time. There's a great diabolical attack on the family going on right now. And if families aren't praying, families will fall apart. Life is difficult enough as it is. Mm-hmm. It's just hard. And sometimes we'll make it a little bit easier by just tucking in the kids to bed and forgetting about the prayer. No. That ends up being a disastrous decision in the long term. Mm-hmm. That decision, compounded over a long period of time, leads to a loss of faith. Mm-hmm. It really will. Our families need to pray. Now, I'm not always saying, like, the rosary is one beautiful way. There's other ways to pray. But for us, we take Our Lady seriously when she visited Fatima and Lourdes. She wants us to pray. Mm-hmm. It's the weapon for this time.
Yeah.
Your family is under attack.
Yeah.
It is.
And just like there's time for playing, there's time for eating, we should schedule in time for prayer as a family.
Mm-hmm. So is that it?
Yeah, that's all I got to say.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for watching. Hey, if you like this video, please share it with other people. Like, comment. Let us know your thoughts about family prayer. Has it been successful for you? Has that something that you've been striving for? Let us know your thoughts in the comments, whether it be on YouTube or on Facebook. Thank you so much for watching.
Yes. And I also want to know if something has helped you to come to a point where you can do a daily rosary with your family, because I think that would be a helpful thing for others and for myself to know.
Maybe we'll do a tip from those comments.
Yeah.
Tips, how to establish that. Practical. Anyways, anything else? This is the wave. Okay. Bye. Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.